Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. I remember hearing a little jingle many years ago. The old Puritan farmer prayed, "Lord, bless me and my wife, my son John and his wife, us four and no more." I have no idea whether or not this selfish prayer has any foundation in fact, but there is no question it expresses the views of many people in our world. We want God to look after us and our immediate family and friends, but we may lack any compassion for those we do not know and those outside our immediate circle. Oddly enough, one of the best-selling books in the 1970s expressed that very thought. The book has the title, Looking Out for Number One, and was written by Robert Ringer. The book was on the New York Times bestseller list for about 45 weeks in a row. Our Lord, in His Sermon on the Mount, and in His Sermon on the Plain, expressed the exact opposite of that unreasonable and unchristian philosophy. Jesus asked His disciples, "If you love them who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brothers only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so?" Matthew 5, 46 and 47. Before we examine these verses briefly, I want to read Christ's comments in the Sermon on the Plain. "And as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those who love them. And if you do good to them who do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do the same." Luke 6, 31 and 32. Jesus followed these instructions by exhorting His disciples to love their enemies and to do good. Luke 6, 35. "I'm sure you love your brothers and sisters in Christ more than you love anyone else in the world, except your own immediate family. There is no question God expects that and requires that of His faithful children. But if we love only those who love us, we really are not showing the love of God. Even publicans, that is, greedy tax gatherers, love their own. They may even make sacrifices for their fellow tax gatherers. God expects more of His children. He demands that we love all men and do good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith." Galatians 6:10. "Sometimes we are unable to help everyone who is in need. When we have to make a distinction in our good works, our first obligation is to our brothers and sisters in Christ." Did you know that there are many religious people in our world who vigorously avoid having any contact with outsiders? They withdraw into their own little worlds and let the rest of the world go to the devil. Jesus asked, "If you salute or greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the publicans the same?" How can Christian people, or those who claim to be Christians, refuse to be friendly and helpful to all others, regardless of their reputation or behavior? The Pharisees criticized Jesus for associating with publicans, harlots, and other disreputable people. But He knew they were important in the sight of His Heavenly Father. How can we fail to love all men and to greet them as fellow human beings? Jesus used an interesting word in His Sermon on the Plain. "If you love them who love you, what thank have you?" The word thank is translated from the Greek charis, which is generally rendered grace. The word demonstrates that we as Christians are to show grace to other people, in some ways like God showing grace unto us. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.